realms of Senith.
So what do you do?
I dig out my character sheet.
Arsenal uses his signature move, walking forward.
Oh, he just starts the trial by himself?
Well, he assumes that his compatriots are behind him.
I think we should discuss timing. Are we just, like, hanging out here for a while, or is the indication that, like, it's time to start there? So, I mean, that changes the context, I believe.
Well, you think that it's going to be a while.
So, yeah, don't do the walking forward thing, because I think we're waiting is the point.
I don't know. I mean, if Arsenal just takes off, that's fine, too.
Okay, well, I guess then do you take off? Because if you do, then we'll probably have to follow.
I mean, what else is there to do?
Nothing that I can think of.
Exactly.
I don't know, that might be the game, because she was all like, eat the snow, and like the point was not to eat the snow, and you know, so like, I don't know, maybe wait here means get started, because you're already going.
See a little mushroom warrior peeking out the side at you.
Arsenal stares at it.
She indicated that we're supposed to fight those, right?
Yeah, when it's time to do your race or whatever.
Okay.
Does it seem hostile?
It seems more curious at the moment.
I guess I'm going to follow him.
I don't have control over my icon.
Oh, yeah, because there you go.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
You joined with a different browser, I think, so.
Oh, no. Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. I forgot. I keep forgetting to set your permissions again. All right. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't want to say cute because, you know, it's going to attack you at some point, probably later tonight. But it's just kind of like fumbling around here by the mushrooms peeking over at you, making strange sounds.
I mean, that's a kind of a fey thing to say.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Can we persuade him and his companions not to fight us? Like, because I know in the fey world, the fairy that guided us, I can't remember her name, I'm sorry. She's really cool, mm-hmm. though.
I think she's like rabies or something, I don't know.
Yeah, rabies, that's it.
She has rabies.
I wonder if we can mind control these warriors.
Well, we're not fey, so I doubt it.
True, but it was worth pondering.
I mean, we could like approach them as if they're people and try to persuade them with our words instead of our mind control powers that we don't have.
That's a good point.
Be we like, could... hey, we're just gonna go for a walk. You want to show us around your home?
So you're saying we should use the charisma that we don't have instead of the mind control powers that we also don't have?
Listen, charisma is not zero, right? So it's not that we don't have it. It's that we don't have a lot of it. So I'm going to use what I do have and give it a whirl.
And I can help, although I'm a negative one.
Yeah, Arsenal won't be of much assistance in this matter either. I think we all dumped charisma.
I got an 11 because 12 minus 1.
What skill are we even using?
I thought you were using persuasion.
Oh, yeah, negative 1.
I rolled an 18, which minus 1 is 17.
Oh, that's decent.
Yeah, that's pretty good. The counter roll for it, I suppose. Okay.
Does he want to be our tour guide?
So, you know, it's as you're investigating this thing and trying to like coo it over to you and stuff, you see that it has friends nearby and it wants to go back to its friends and wait in this area, but it's really curious about all of you and why you're cooing at him. So he's going to come over here as it gets a bit closer and you can see it better. It's really bright here. I mean, not just because of all the white sugar snow, but you're in the face, so all the colors are really messed up. And this area is specifically seems intentionally designed to be kind of blinding. So now that you can see him a little better, you can tell that it's a plant creature. So it's not like an, you know, like an animalistic thing. It's like literally a mushroom.
So it's a fungi?
Yeah, it's a fungi. And all the things that come with, you know, funguses or fungi. I don't know. And yeah, you're sorry, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, like, plants can still be tour guides, right? It's got legs.
Yeah, you have successfully cooed it and gotten its attention, and now you're trying to communicate with it, and I assume you're trying to tell it to give you a tour.
Yeah, like to help us get a lay of the land. I don't know, introduce us to his friends. So you're saying it doesn't speak our language?
It does not.
What language does it speak? Is this a knowledge thing?
You would guess that it speaks like something Sylvan.
I think I speak Sylvan.
Oh, do you?
I think. I'm trying to remember.
It should be on your sheet.
Yeah, I'm looking at my sheet. I'm just not seeing it right away. But yes, I do. I speak Sylvan.
God
can I talk
it.
With it? Oh, I'm sorry. I cannot speak to it.
No. You can speak to it. I gotta figure out what a mushroom sounds like.
Listen, it's not D&D unless you're annoying your DM on a regular basis. That's just how it goes.
You're right.
I mean, in Mario, they have like high-pitched voices.
This is true.
Okay.
And not only that, but they don't actually speak. They just like present text bubbles. And they go, ring, 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 and then like the text pops up at the bottom of the screen. So that's all you got to do.
I don't have that mod enabled. I'm not going to mess around with it.
The voice you did earlier, how you did a plural of a word that wasn't supposed to be plural, that sounds like a mushroom.
No, I think I have an idea. I'll see how it rolls. But you hear it mumble a word that you recognize, Rikara, as Sylvan. You're not sure what it said, but you realize that, yes, you can speak to it.
Okay. So I think I'll tell him, or ask him, rather, if he wouldn't mind introducing us to his friends, you know, and that we're peace, you know, we're peaceful. We just are here looking around.
There are traps. There are little traps for you.
I like mushroom talks.
This guy sounds like the say hello to my little friend guy.
That was pretty good.
You want to come say hello to my little friend?
you can ask him if he made the traps, because maybe we should like pat him on the back and be like, good job, you make such good traps.
Did you make the traps here?
Some of them.
I want to see.
You want to see them. I'll show them to you.
Kitty's over here meowing at me for this.
She's like, it sounds like you're cooing at me, but it's a little strange. She sounds concerned. She's like, meow, like inquisitive meow. I don't speak Sylvan, but can I do an insight to make sure he's not like trying to trap us by leading us into the trap, pretending to show us the trap?
Yeah, that'd be smart.
So when you said a while ago that you had some mushroom trips or whatever, like what kind of frame of reference do you have for your insight on a mushroom?
Oh, I've only consumed mushrooms in the past. I've not befriended them.
Okay, so you probably have a disadvantage to your insight role.
Cause like I'm picturing more like, you know, one of those like holy journeys to some other plane of mental existence with the mushrooms, you know, I don't know, like one of those spiritual journeys. Okay. Disadvantage to my insight is unfortunate because I rolled a 4 for the second one. And let me go back to my insight. So that's an 8.
Okay. You beat him because his charisma is also -2.
Nice.
Wow. Beat him with disadvantage and a 4. That is lucky.
He rolled a 10 with a -2, so 8 and 8.
So hers just wins by default?
Yeah, she meets it, so.
Oh, because his acts like a DC. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, he seems like a little stinker, but you don't think he's going to lead you to a trap. I think he's more like in a braggart. You think he's in a bragging mood.
Well, I'm fully going to indulge that. I'm fully going to, like, tell him how smart and clever and insightful this trap making is and how I totally would have been fooled if he wasn't here to school me all about it. Of course, Ricard will have to translate.
Yes, and I do translate.
So he leads you in an area that looks the most treacherous, like on the edge of like the peaks and stuff, like where you could fall down little cliffs and onto the mushrooms and stuff. Down in the ravine, which looks like it'd probably be the safest route, he says, it's where most of the traps are. And he points over here and he says,
these are mine! They explode! Kaboobies!
That's a good idea.
But
that would hurt. But what?
If you step right here, face spirits.
Oh, boy.
They make the maps bigger.
Good to know, I think to myself.
I'm like mentally marking down like everywhere not to go and what not to do. So they just lead us through this whole place.
Yeah, he shows you like the safest route through this area into this over here. It's basically straight down the center, avoiding the columns there and over to here. And then he's...
Like this way?
Not that way. Those will explode on you. Yeah, basically.
And then that was the area where, like, the boss is.
Mm-hmm. So anything else for him?
I just want to thank
him. What do mushrooms eat?
Oh, that's a good question. What do you
eat? We should give him a treat.
Yes.
He kind of giggles.
Us. The answer is us.
Yeah, you get that impression.
I don't think he'd enjoy the taste of metal very much.
He points out the reason for all this blood, red caps.
Oh. Red caps are nasty. Oh. Are they friends of his, the red caps?
He shakes his head no. They're on the other side of the line.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a warning. Do you need us to take care of the red caps for you? Would that make your life better?
They're just part of the trial.
So like co-workers and colleagues, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I explode, too. Do you want to see?
Oh, no.
I mean, why don't you go stand over by the red caps and show us?
Right? Yes.
Do that. That's going to be another persuasion.
I wonder, though. Let me see. Oh, 15.
What are you trying to persuade him to do?
To go...
Go attack the red caps?
Go show the red caps his cool explosion.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't kill him, does it?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I should ask that. I assumed it was just like a thing he can do, and then he comes back and giggles about it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right, yeah, he'll join you on your little trek here.
Nice.
As long as he says, I have to show you my explosion just once after we're done.
Okay. Over there. I need to watch it from a distance to truly take in the grandeur of the experience.
Yes, we're a little farsighted.
All right, anything else for you, or do you just hang out with this guy for a while?
Yeah, we should like hang out with him and his crew and like do whatever the mushroom equivalent of shrooms is. Oh, never mind. I probably don't want to smoke whatever they smoke. I just remembered they eat people.
All right, are you ready to fast forward to the start of the trial, or are you going to do other things like explore more of the map?
We can hang out with them until the trial starts. I think we have cheated enough.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have to go back to the starting spot?
I think the starting spot is coming to us.
Yeah, I think we're getting a whole different map.
No, it's the same map. It's just, but yes, like as it starts to get time for the trial to start, you guys start getting pushed back to the beginning.
He comes with.
All right, so a loud booming voice echoes through the area here and into the distance, and it says, are you ready?
I don't know how to do that, but pretend that I went ready like you did. I don't have a voice for it.
Okay, you have 5 minutes to get this whole trial done.
Okay.
All right.
Let's roll some initiatives.
I crit my initiative.
Oh, you could probably actually put it in yourself at this point.
In the clash thing?
Mm-hmm.
Initiative is what you roll plus initiative and then dex, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's normally just your dexterity. The initiative box is in case you have any modifier to it, but they should be the same at this level.
I see. Okay, then it's 9.
Yeah, I have a modifier for mine because of the ranger archetype that I chose. So my dex is different than my initiative. So I use my initiative bonus separately from my dex, not adding it to both, adding both together.
I explained that. Yeah, that's right. No, you're good. I understand. So
Arsenal's, what, 18. Is 18?
Yeah.
Tia's 25. Kara's 15?
19.
I think she said 19, yeah.
All right. I guess, Tia, you're probably up first here.
Okay. I don't know how it'll affect things to... Like, I essentially want to retrace the path that he showed us, but with caution and care to, like, look out for whether that was a deception. You know, like, everything that he showed us is different now.
Gotcha.
Apparently my speed is 35. Except for this turn, it's 45. So am I where you have me?
Should be, yeah.
Crap. All of my ways of navigating things involve keys that do other things in this map, so hold on. I don't remember where he showed us to, like, veer off toward the... just go straight across, I think. I don't know. I'm struggling with the map thing to like measure it and drag me. Every time I try and drag it, it doesn't move me. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
So there's two modes to the ruler version and then the movement version.
Oh, it worked this time.
It should be shown in the top center.
Yeah, the ruler doesn't move you, and it does.
I had the walking movement, but for whatever reason, every time I would drag it, I don't know if I was just letting it go too soon or whatever, it wouldn't drag my token. It would show the distance, and then it would just, like, disappear. So I got it finally. So that is a double move for me, I think.
Okay, Ricara.
All right. I am going to move her. Oh, wait, he's attached. The mushroom dude is tagging along with me?
Yeah, yeah. He can't wait to show you how he explodes.
Oh, great. That's a strange dynamic. 5, 30, 35, 40. Okay, that's... Well, can I do a double? I can do a double speed, I think. Which would make you should it be able 80. To... Mm-hmm. So I'll just catch up to Thea.
Is that what you do?
That's my turn. Yes, that's my turn. Sorry.
Okay, Arsenal.
Arsenal would take the same path and also dash through.
All right, what's everybody's passive perception?
Arsenal has a 12.
14.
Okay, Thea, it's your turn.
Is it perception or investigation to look for traps?
It would be either one, depending, but you're searching for traps?
Well, I know he had showed us before that there starts to be traps through this area, like by the columns and stuff, so I want to like keep an eye out for it. Does that take my action to do?
It would, yes. So yeah, go ahead and roll in an investigation then when you get to where you want to be.
16.
Where the hell was it? Okay, right there. So that thing is not on the map as a combatant yet, but yeah, you definitely see an area where like there's like a sprite or a spirit ready to pounce from. This was the area that the Mushroom Warrior warned you about.
Okay. I don't remember if he said anything that we should do about them, just said that they were there.
Yeah, that's what I recall.
Actually, I think it was like right here, but yeah. So like you could pass through like here.
Gotcha.
That's your turn?
I think so, unless there's anything I can do with a bonus action. I don't think so.
Okay, it's Ricara then.
Okay. Is there anything about these Feywild sprites that I need to know? Like, should I roll a Arcana or something to figure out, like, if, for example, shooting a, an arrow at it would do anything?
Well, it's not in an enemy quite yet. I was just marking where there was a trap that Thea noticed. So you haven't actually seen it yet.
Oh, I see.
I feel like his warning about it was just like to avoid the area. Because like if we go through where they are, they're going to like mess with our heads or like make the map bigger or something like that.
Right. Okay. So I'm going
to avoid... So my plan is to go around.
Yeah. That's what I'll do too. For... All right. I think that's my turn for now.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and skip to you guys make it over here.
Because we know the way.
Because you know the way. And a bell chimes as you pass through this area here. And you hear a big splash in the lake ahead. Which you cannot exactly see from your position because it's pretty low. Like this goes down. So you're like way above the lake.
Okay.
Arsenal, I think you can lead up this next round here.
I'm not entirely sure where we're meant to go, just to the next line or...
You do know that past that line is when the boss battle starts.
And our mushroom friend said there were red caps in this area, I think.
Yeah. I mean, do we see any?
Nope.
I'm not entirely sure what we're meant to do then.
Yeah, because this kind of... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, can he hold his turn to like walk with me when I start scouting and like looking for the red cap so he like follows rather than leads?
That was a loud car. But yeah, if you want to move out of turn up to this line, you can. But it's going to kind of resume initiative once you pass here.
Okay. Well, I just want to do like perception or investigation to like look at what is here. As we like proceed, essentially straightforward, unless we find something that would indicate that we shouldn't. So, is that investigation?
Sure.
Okay, that's an 11.
5. So I'm not going to.
So with that, investigation, you realize that these things here probably do something.
Are they pillars or holes?
They're like black cubes that are just floating in the area.
My plan is to veer away from them. Do I have any issues getting to there? I'm assuming investigation takes my action, so I'm just going my speed.
Yeah, like I said, you're kind of out of initiative in this area here.
Okay. Then I'll do another investigate because I went my speed, which is at 15. Watch out for the cubes. They do something unknown.
You realize that these little things here are veils, so you can't actually see what's ahead. It's like an illusionary wall.
But we can step through?
Yes.
Does anything happen when I do? Whoa, right in my face.
Oh, man.
So I'm assuming all of you could have stepped through with her, because that's what you said you were doing, right? You're coming together?
Yeah.
Okay, so the question is, let's redo the initiative as we're on this side of it.
Oh, I lost one.
How did I not add these in? I don't even remember what I rolled. Loop 16.
I don't know, because I was looking over the other side of the page.
Did you update your stuffs?
Yeah, mine jumped from 25 to 24. It's like Arsenal's at 7. What was your initiative, your new one, Rikara?
16.
Okay, that puts Tia up first, unless somehow this mushroom crits. It does not.
Okay. So this is hostile. This is a thing we're fighting, right?
Oh, yeah.
With that being a new initiative, does that make this the first round of this encounter?
Yes.
Yay, I get that extra attack thing. So with the short sword, a 19 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Other short sword even more, 23, I think. And then I'll add the bonus damage also. Okay, so that is 16 damage total with 2 short sword hits.
Okay. Oh, God, that's the wrong thing. Okay, is that your turn?
No, because I have another short sword. So, I keep reading over that over and over again. I don't know if I add damage to my attack already, but I think it says make a separate attack and do the D8 additional. So my offhand attack is only an 11, so probably doesn't hit.
No.
For the record, that was the end of my turn.
Oh, okay. Rikara.
Okay, so I'm going to try to use my long sword. Try being the operative word. So I add my dexterity to that, and then my attack bonus isn't added until if I was to make a hit, right? So it'd
correct.
Be 9.
That's a mess.
Then
you still have your...
Yes, I do. I have my flurry of blows. So I'm going to try to punch him. He looks pretty ginormous, so I don't know how well that would work, but let's see. Yeah, no.
That's not going to work.
Nope.
No. Are you using your flurry of blows or just the one unarmed attack?
The one unarmed attack. I was going to do flurry of blows, but unarmed attack.
Okay.
Yeah, that didn't do anything.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it. That's my turn.
Okay. You hear this guardian say cheaters. It's going to make 2 attacks here, and they are both hits. What's the damage on this thing? Oh, I added it, so I can do this now.
Does he say it in Sylvan or Common?
It's Sylvan.
So I have no idea that he's even...
Trash talking us,
right.
You guys.
He kills your little mushroom, Rikara.
What? He was my buddy.
Does it explode?
It does explode. So I need all of you to make constitution saving throws.
17.
Arsenal gets a 12.
Pizza. What'd you get, Rikara?
9.
That's not good. No. So you're stunned for 1 minute unless you can make the save at the end of each turn. Whose turn is it? What'd you say?
Sorry, no, I was just going to say, I'm going to try to make the save at each turn then.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Arsenal.
So this thing is basically a plant, right?
Yeah.
Arsenal uses his little wrist launcher and launches a firebolt at it. Avray is being slow today. That's a 21 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
It's actually a 23. I'm dumb, but yeah. It takes 8 fire damage.
All right, you see that as soon as it gets lit on fire, it's wearing like this weird armor on itself, and it like doesn't stay on fire. You think that your attack should have done more damage, but it does not.
Arsenal will move up to melee range, and that is his turn.
Okay, Tia.
I think I want its armor. And I stab it. Okay, so first hit was an 8. Second is, hold on. Okay, that's up. 23 for the second sword.
Second one's a land, or a hit. It's a land.
That's 9 damage.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Hold on. I don't know why I keep clicking things. I don't mean to click and navigating away. So unless something about these thingies tells me that I shouldn't, I kind of want to like swing around over to here so we're not all clustered.
Yeah, go ahead.
And that is my turn.
Okay. Rikara, you get to roll your save again, your constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Definitely want to make it this time. Well, I mean, you did.
Oh, thank goodness, 23.
She listens well.
Okay. Well, that does end your turn.
Okay.
But yeah, you're not stunned anymore. Well, so that's good.
Can I move like an inch over?
No, you can't move at all. That was the end of your turn, was getting unstunned.
Okay, that's fair.
Because
a minute is 10 turns. So that could have been devastating.
Yeah, that's true.
So to kind of like now that you guys have seen what happens when they blow up, those were supposed to slow you down as you advance through the first area, like make you stunned and waste your time and stuff like that. But you found the path to avoid all of them.
We make friends everywhere we go. You just got to prepare for that, DM.
Okay.
With our -1 charismas.
Yeah, nat 20 to hit on, not a nat 20, a normal 20. It's going to be Arsenal, though. And then 17, I don't think is a hit.
Yeah, the 20 is a hit, the 17 is not.
How much damage did that do? It takes a while to show up for me.
15, I think.
All right, 15 damage to you. It's bludgeoning damage, if that means anything.
I believe it does.
Can I opportunity attack that shit?
No, he portals over here.
I call bull on that.
You're probably going to call bull on this, too.
I mean, not if I'm dead. Oh, well, that's not what I thought was happening, and I don't know whether I prefer it or not.
Arsenal, your turn.
Arsenal is going to use his second wind and regains 13 hit points.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, that was a 10 on the die. And then Arsenal is going to move over here and smack the guardian with his warhammer.
Okay.
Oh, that's an 8. To hit.
That's a mess.
That is his turn.
I think it's Tia then. Is that right?
Tia, yeah. Me. I'm regretting my life choices. And by that I mean my spell choices. So what I'm going to do is stow a weapon. No, I can't really. I can't really do that. I don't want to drop my weapon in the Feywild. Because, like, what if it ends up in a vortex of gone-awayness? Yeah. Conundrum. All right, I'm going to stow my weapon. No, Jesus. I'm going to drop. No. I'm going to stow my weapons. And then, like, to do both of them, does that use an action?
To stow both of them, one would be a free action, and then the other, I think, would be an action, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, that's what I'm going to do, and cast Hunter's Mark on the Feywild Guardian, and then move a little bit. And that's my turn. I don't know if it's true or not, but I just feel weird about dropping weapons here because I just feel like they'll go into the snow and I'll never see them again.
Rikara, it's your turn.
All right. Let's see. So I think I'm going to move. Wait, so these red mushrooms here, do they do something? Was that what he was talking about, my buddy?
Not exactly, no.
Okay, so I'm going to move. So I was here. I'm going to move 5, 10. Okay, and I'm going to stay put here, and I'm going to try to shoot him with an arrow.
Okay.
I think you're thinking of the red caps. Those are a creature that... So far, we haven't encountered, but that he warned us are about somewhere here.
Yeah, I think I was thinking of the red caps. 11, and then, so I don't think 13 hits.
No, it does not.
Darn it. What if I do a Kensai shot? Can I try that?
Yeah, just roll another attack, right?
Yes. Oh my okay, gosh, well, that's really? A hit. Okay, so 1d4 then.
2d4, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 20 is a critical hit. You get to roll your dice twice.
So 4. Do I add a 4, right,
your
or
dex?
No? Yeah, I add my dex.
I think you add your dex.
So that makes it 6. And that's my turn.
Critical Kensai shot.
Gotta like
what
that.
What is she shooting with the d4?
I think another arrow, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
How is that a D4? It should be like a D6 at the very least if it's a short bow.
It's a long bow.
I think it's...
That should be a D8.
It's a kensai shot, so she gets like the unarmed strike, but with ranged.
Oh.
I would have done the 1D8 if I had made the shot, but since I had a miss.
Interesting.
That is interesting. I've never seen that before. So I was like, wait, what is she shooting that's a D4? Because to my understanding or knowledge, only thing I can think of is a sling that does that. But yeah, all right, I'll buy it.
Darts or something.
I think it's a monk thing.
Sounds like it.
I think it's a kensai warrior path thing. All right, I guess it's its turn. The only person near it is Arsenal. That's a mess. I think it's going to stand its ground and try to be intimidating to Arsenal. And it's your turn, Arsenal.
Arsenal is not intimidated, Warbunk. That is a 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
That is 10 bludgeoning damage. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Tia.
Pull out my longbow and I shoot him. 11 plus 5, which is 16.
That's a hit.
And that is a D8 plus Hunter's Mark, I believe. So that is 10 damage. Yeah, I had 3, so 10.
Okay, is that your turn then?
Yeah, I'll stay where I am.
Rikara.
Let's try this again with the longbow. No, that's a 10. It's not going to get me anywhere, I don't think.
Are you adding your proficiency to that? It should be plus your dex plus your proficiency. Proficiency is 2.
Oh, so 12. My bad.
Yeah, that's a miss. Yeah.
I can't remember how this goes. Can I still do another kensai shot?
I think so. I mean, you have the ability. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I think, if I remember reading right, I think I can do another kensai shot. But I think I can only do so many, so maybe I should save it.
I see what's going on here. Actually, we're running it pretty wrong here. Okay, you can use a bonus action on your turn to make your ranged attacks more deadly. When you do so, any target you hit takes an extra D4 damage. So since you missed him, you don't get to add the damage.
Okay, I see.
That makes a lot more sense.
So when I did that before, that didn't count.
Well, I'm not going to go back and fix it, but yeah, it's fine.
Okay, well, now we know. I guess that's my turn.
So it's like unarmed strike, but without the attack roll. So.
Okay.
Okay, it's this thing's turn. It's fatigued already. I think it's going to take a couple of swings at Arsenal, miss, and probably a miss. No, that's a hit. 15 damage to Arsenal.
Oh, yeah, that is just barely a hit. So 15?
Yeah, and then it's Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to continue bonking. Oh, that's a 14 to hit.
That is just a miss.
That is his turn.
Okay, Tia.
I shoot C's. 18 to hit.
And that's a hit.
And 13 damage. Oh, hey, he has 13 hit points.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
He is not dead. He's pretty beat up. And let's see, how does he do this? Damn it, you speak Sylvan. So, yeah, you hear him say, "You may pass, cheaters." his armor.
Cheaters.
Nobody said we couldn't go in here and look around and talk to people and whatever. They just said we had to wait, which we did.
Exactly.
Yeah. Semantics.
I agree.
He's like,
I'll pat him on his mushroom head and be like, there. Maybe next time you'll get him.
He says, I'm supposed to give you this. And he gives you a piece of his armor, which whoever takes it, it turns into a chainmail shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I want it. My precious.
Tia gets it. I give it to Tia.
I don't even know if I can use chainmail. But I want what his did, where it's like the fire doesn't burn. I want it.
You can use chain shirt, yeah.
It's a chain shirt, to be specific. I said chainmail shirt, but essentially it's a chain shirt.
Okay.
All right, then he goes back into the water and floats away, because that's what mushrooms do.
Have a good nap, Mr. Mushroom. Hey, that guy that exploded, is he okay? Should we, like, heal him or something?
Oh, he's gone. He exploded into spores.
Wait, so he doesn't exist now? He's gone?
No, you got stunned for a while, sniffing the what's left of him.
That's what was paralyzing me?
Yeah, the spores, they stunned you.
Man.
But, like, he signed some contract that, like, he's okay with that, right? Like, he got paid well, or his wife is rich now or something, right?
Well, if you recall, the way Raby has set this up is that nobody actually dies, so he's just got ejected is all.
Oh, okay. I feel better.
We're in D&D VR.
Maybe he needs a chain shirt for next time.
I don't think a chain shirt would have helped him. That thing was hitting hard.
Fair enough. Hey, do you need something?
Probably.
Like a potion or cure wounds or something?
Give me some oil.
They gave us healing potions before we came in here.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what those do, though.
I think we got 2 or 3 regulars and 1 greater.
Yeah, I mean, I have all that noted down. I don't know what they do.
Roll an investigation arsenal.
Investigation?
Yeah.
12.
12. Okay. Carry on.
So I don't know what the potions do.
I don't think he was, like, the boss. I think he was, like, the guard. Because, like, I remember her showing us, like, a boss in this lake. I called it Nessie.
Oh, no, that was him.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't so scary.
Arsenal's over there like, yeah, I need some oil.
So I have noted down that the regular healing potion does 2d4 plus 2. I think the greater does 4d4 plus 4. Is that correct?
I think so. And then the superior is like 6.
Arsenal is going to drink a greater.
Well, Tia shit talks the mushroom that's floating off.
I told him to have a good nap. That's not shit talking. He did a good job. He should be well compensated. Also, this is a nice shirt. And he probably doesn't understand anything I'm saying because he's a mushroom and I am not. I can do speak with animals. So if he wanted to pretend to be an animal, I could do that.
I could translate.
He could, but that ruins the spirit of the shit talking. Some of the shit gets lost in the translation, you know?
All right, so do you proceed from here? Go ahead, Arsenal.
Better yet, you talk shit to him and he doesn't even know what you're saying. Like,
it's all in my tone. So I want to, like, go around the lake carefully. I want to sneak around the lake. Fuck that. I want to sneak around the lake and pay attention for red caps and other fuckery. I think we still got to get to the other side. And I don't see a bridge. I don't know. I'd trust it if I did.
Okay. Roll an investigation.
12. Do I got to do a sneaksy also? Yeah. A crit. So 12 investigation and a bunch of stealth.
Okay.
25 stealth.
Go ahead and move yourself to where you want to be on your move there.
Do I got to go my speed or just move?
Your speed from here.
From there?
Yep. See where my marker is. You can put yourself there, and then I think you, got 30 feet or something?
35.
Yeah, move yourself 35, and then do another investigation or perception, whichever one you would prefer to do.
I prefer perception, because I actually have some. Yeah, add 4 to perception, so my four makes it 16 perception.
All right, go ahead and stealth and move again.
Stealth is 22. When Raby was showing us before, I think we got to get to, like, over here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's, like, a bloody pathway. Seems like a bad idea. All right. I already stealthed? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's where I go.
Okay. So you do see some, a red cap that's over here by this mushroom, and it looks like it's trying to hide and waiting as well. And then one over here.
So one could presume that they will be hostile. Arsenal looks healed. So I'm going to indicate to my party that I see, like, people. I'm almost thinking that rather than trying to, like, creep past them or something, maybe we should just, like, attack them head on. There'll probably be a cluster of them. That way they're not following us and, like, pushing us into some place. And maybe we get a surprise round if I see them first. I don't know. See, I kind of want to shoot one. The one that I see over here or whatever.
Okay.
If my party wants to follow, because I don't know, they're kind of far away.
Arsenal will head to the sort of road here.
I'm going to shoot a red cap. I crit.
Oh, Jesus, really?
For real, you want to see it?
No.
My dice has crossed swords on top for a 20.
Okay, well, are you going to be doing 20 damage?
20 damage? Well, I don't know. Let me see. For the first round, it would be 2d8 plus 3, I think. So no, not 20, more like... Oh, wait, but do I re-roll both of those dice for a critical?
Yeah, all dice that you rolled.
Plus 14 plus 3, so 8 plus 17, what, 25? So yeah, I'm going to do 20 damage.
So it dies.
Is that intimidating enough for the rest to run away?
They didn't notice.
Well, then I shoot him too. So that's one of them also?
Yep.
Okay, so that is a 21 total.
That's a hit.
Does that count as a first go at another round?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not so good. 4 plus 3 is only 7 damage for that guy.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead. Is it okay if we just keep the initiatives we have?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll add them in at the end here. So you did 2 rounds. Rikara, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm not quite sure I could get to him from here with my bow and arrow. Let's see how far I'd have to go. Okay, I think I can get him from here. Let's see. 12.
Nope, that's not enough.
Darn it. Okay, I guess it's my turn then.
Okay, arsenal.
So you got a red cap over there on the mushroom.
Yeah. Thing. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's the wrong thing. It has 120 hit points.
The true boss fight.
Well, what the hell? This one has 105.
There are so many variations of red cap. I was just looking up to see if I could find a description for Sarah, like what a red cap is. There are so many variations of them that, like, good luck finding the one you're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, I will forever know them as the Santa Claus wannabes that act like sheep.
And also, they're like bloodlusty, homicidal, chaotic, evil maniacs, you know.
Something like that. But they're also wannabe Santa Claus that act like sheep.
What's the, like, evil German Santa Claus?
I know what you mean.
Krampus?
Yeah.
Yes, Krampus.
Like him, but tiny.
A dwarf Krampus?
More like a gnome Krampus.
Can Arsenal ready an action to attack if it comes within melee range?
Sorry?
Can Arsenal ready an action to attack if it comes within melee range?
Yes.
That's what he's going to do, and that's his turn.
I do like attack-tion.
I mean, that's exactly what it is, isn't it?
I take an attraction.
Looking at this thing, I think I'll stick with this one. This one actually looks like it's fun. And yeah, go ahead and do your attack.
That is a critical hit.
Cool.
So it's going to be 2d8 plus 5. It takes 15 bludgeon damage.
I'm
going to
fix this hit points by just giving it vulnerability. All right. Is that your turn? Just going to smack the hell out of it?
Yep.
Oops. It's its turn. See, this looks fun. I am going to... All right, he jumps in the air, this red cap, as you, like, hit it with your blood or your hammer. He bounces off the mushroom next to you, and he kicks you. So you need to make a DC 15 strength saving throw. You should be good at that.
Decent, but it's literally a 50-50 chance, and he did not make it.
Okay, you go flying back 15 feet, and you fall prone. And he charges up on you now that he has advantage. Because that was a bonus action. And he's going to try and take a bite out of your metal.
This guy is earning his paycheck.
I guess.
Oh, shit. Okay, -4, that's a miss. He gets to make 2 other attacks, though. That's a miss. Oh, wait, no, that was his other bite because he has advantage. All right, it's 2 pike attacks. That's... going to be a miss, I think. Oh, no, that's a hit. So he got one of those and one of those.
Jeepers.
So you
Arsenal uses his reaction to cast shield.
You only take one of those attacks then. Oh, no. You take none of them.
Yeah, his AC is 24 for this round.
Yeah. I think one of them might have landed in that case because he had advantage there. Go back and look. 28, and then your shield puts you up 24.
Yeah, it looks like the other ones miss. Not sure. It's a lot of attacks.
It's just one hit. So you take 7 damage.
But yeah. That's an effective use of shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw all those attacks and I'm like, yeah, I'm casting shield.
So he takes -4 to kind of, I'm like halving everything of his. Tia.
I'm going to, there's enough distance between us to do a range attack, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole square. So I range attack for 14.
That is just a mess.
Well, gosh darn it. I don't want to lose my bow, so that's my turn. Can I, like, bounce on a mushroom? Is that a thing that people can do?
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you do it?
Just do an athletics.
What kind of action is that?
It's a free action right now.
Oh, wow.
Can I do acrobatics instead? Oh, wait, they're the same. Never mind. So, a 17. I want to bounce and do a little flip and land over here on this mushroom.
Okay.
For no reason other than I saw him do it, and I was like, yeah.
All right. As you bounce on that mushroom, a bunch of spores come flying out into this area here. So Arsenal needs to make a con saving throw.
Sorry.
However, the red cap failed, and he gets stunned.
Arsenal,
not sorry.
Arsenal gets a 17.
All right, you make it. He does not. I think it's Rikara's turn.
Okay. I am going to try to shoot.
Because you're within like 15 feet over here. That's a mess.
Okay. I guess that's my turn. I want to save the Kensai shot for later.
I believe you get advantage because he's stunned.
Oh, yeah. True. You'd have to move close to him, but yeah, you would get advantage.
Okay. Well, how close is too close for range?
Well, he's stunned. You could be right here.
I don't think you need to be close. I'm assuming this is the same as just regular PHB stunned. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, period.
That makes sense. Okay. So do I get to hit him again?
A point blank shot would be funny anyway. Well, it's just you roll twice to and take the better result for your attack roll.
So you roll higher
than you did. Yeah.
I see.
But you didn't.
No.
That's not how you take advantage of advantage, but no. Nice try.
No, that's a pretty fail. Pretty big fail. All right, that's my turn, I guess.
Okay, Arsenal.
Arsenal will use half his movement to stand up and then bonk with his hammer with advantage. That is a 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
Going to deal 6 bludgeon damage, and that is our turn.
Okay. Tia, it's your turn.
Is he still stunned?
No.
Dang it. I don't even get to play with my own toy. So 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, I just remembered a thing. How long did it take us to get here? Because maybe Hunter's Mark is still active that I could recast it.
From the start, you've a minute and a half.
I don't remember how long Hunter's Mark lasts, but let me check.
I think it's like 10 minutes or hours maybe.
1 hour, yeah. So it's still active, and I want to put it on him.
Okay.
So that is 8 damage. And now I'm afraid to move, because if I move, this mushroom might blast again. So I think I'll just chill here.
Okay. That's your turn. It's for Kara.
Yes.
All right. I got to get a good shot at something elf, darn it. Right.
Well, there's a good shot.
20.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Sweet. Okay. And then it's a 1d8 plus 2 plus 4 for attack bonus. 9 damage.
Plus 4 for attack bonus.
So it says attack bonus plus 4 and it's 1d8 plus 2.
Yeah, the attack bonus is what you roll to your, or add to your d20.
Okay.
That's your attack bonus.
Got it. Okay. So that was like a 24 then, or a 20 rather. And then so this is 5 damage. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You also get to roll your D4 because of the Kensai shot.
Okay.
If you want the bonus attack or bonus action that.
Yeah. So 1D4, so 3 damage.
So that makes it 8, I think.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Wow, he's actually pretty hurt. Arsenal.
Bonk. That is a 24 to hit.
Okay.
For 13 bludgeon damage. Now it is our turn.
Gravy shows up and says, okay. All right. Y'all pass.
Nice.
And she waves her hand and the red cap goes away. You guys are very cunning. You charmed one of the mushrooms. That's hard to do. Like, I can barely keep control of them. And then you snuck your way almost completely past all these red caps, but you just decided to fight them anyway.
Stop the problem at its source, you know?
Flying colors. And then she starts handing out little badges.
Yes, I got my shield.
Rikara, She waves her hand and says, does this look familiar to you?
I didn't do it.
And she goes, oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong thing. Does this look familiar to you?
It's our new friend, Johnny.
Yeah, I remember him. Can I back away?
Give me a second. Yeah, you can back away.
I don't want to back away. I want to go check him out and touch him and be like, oh, look, all your spores got put back together.
I mean, that's fantastic until he explodes again.
Well, just don't let him get beat up. Anyway, say hello to your little friend.
Nice. Okay. Don't explode you
get
on
the
me.
Keep. You get to keep him.
Yay.
He, I can't have... He's fired, basically, is what I'm saying.
Why is he fired?
He just gave away all the secrets of this place, so I can't have that. Tia, you already got... The other mushroom gave you something. I'm going to have to talk to him.
I don't understand why it's a bad thing to make friends, or for them to be friendly, for that matter.
No, well, they're supposed to be fearsome. Show them your war cry, she says to the mushroom. And it goes, and she's like, no, show them the real one. And then, a bunch of really horrific teeth come out, and he starts growling. He's crazy scary for a moment there. And then he goes back to that cute little face, and she goes, see? That he's fey, but... He's also gone. You're fired.
We should, have him guard our house or something, because that's pretty good. It's like how dogs bark when there's, visitors or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what to give you, though, you construct.
He likes oil.
And she, is tapping her face as she looks at you. Well, I'll have to get back to you on that one, but I think I have an idea. It's just going to take a minute. I'm going to have to talk to some other adventurers when they get back from the other place they went to. Anyway, how would all of you like to take some training?
I think we should be giving the training, honestly. we should be instructors.
No, well, I mean, yeah, you beat up all these guys. You're not going to train from these guys. I just mean, I know, I have friends. I know people. And I know people that can train you. And since we're in the Fae, you can, spend a bunch of time here if you want, but not a bunch of time back home. We can train you in things. Does that sound good?
Okay. Is it paid training?
No, it's not paid training.
Are there snacks?
You get to meet Morin. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He's a gnome. He has all kinds of food.
Does he have oil?
he has oil. Yeah, he's an artificer.
He's down.
He's down.
He likes the oil.
Okay. All of you can mark down that you receive a feat from your training in the Feywild.
Warcaster, anyways.
No hesitation there. He has his life planned out.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to take it at level 4 or 6 anyways. So works for me.
He's like, Warcaster. Anyways, moving on.
Nothing to see here. Let's move on, guys. Then, you spend 3 weeks here in a fairy boot camp, and it's insane. But you do manage to get trained up in specific, feats.
I should use one that, boosts my charisma somehow, because I've gotten really good at talking to really fucked up characters.
Just so you know, it's a feat. It's a straight feat, yeah. I was thinking maybe it could be an ability score improvement, but no, it can't be.
There are feats that boost your ability scores, but usually by 1, not 2.
Right.
But you could take, I don't know, there are stuff that are good for, role-playing and persuasion. There's actor, which is decent in some situation.
All right, so after your training, however, and you're brought back to Moridville, you realize that, no time has passed since you came into here.
Really?
Everything's cool. You didn't miss out on anything, et cetera, et cetera. And she says, okay, somebody very special is going to meet you now. Well, I'll spoil it. I just can't help myself. It's Morid.
You kind of already foreshadowed that when you offered us his snacks.
Oh, well, I mean, that was a week ago or so. I totally forgot. Give me a second. I got to find where I put this. Okay, so I was having problems getting this to work. It kept screwed up my Discord. I'll have to mess with it later. But I am going to put this into the roleplay channel once I can.
Okay.
Oh, I need dual wielder. That's what I need.
Ooh.
Draw two weapons.
More weapons, more gooder.
Yeah, then I don't have to use a whole action just to move my swords around.
So after a while of waiting in the city hall, all of you and Ravi are taken into Morad's office, and like this figure appears behind the desk, and it speaks this message.
I'm not.
Where's the message?
It's in the roleplay channel on Discord.
Oh, right.
Hello, Crown Adventurers of Moradville. I wish I could be there in person to cheer you on. But alas, duty calls me away yet again.
Oh my God.
Still, your rise in the city is something truly special. And I'm grateful for all you've done. Now on to business. On to business. There's a dragon sighted near the east road, and we need sharp eyes up high. We've been digging deep into the city, leaving the surface to the Onyx Elves, but no more. Your party, with an Onyx Elf, knows the mountain. A guardian who knows his defenses, and a monk who knows the peaks. Well, quite this frankly, mission was this made, mission is made
oh
for
my
you.
God, my brain is exploding.
You lurk nearby, and goblins too.
No,
but they're more of a nuisance. But the real challenge is the guardian of the sky. A construct ancient, powerful, yet beyond our control. I'm banking on Arsenal's sharp mind to figure this out. Now, I'll be gone for two weeks investigating Razor Keep. But when I'm back, I expect to hear grand tales of your success. And with those tales, I would be delighted to present you with the Medal of Moradville. Well, that's a true honor indeed. Talk to you soon.
So as it's talking and stuff, you see like two different images, like the illusion just like warps into itself over and over. It's like a malfunctioning device. And then after it's done, Rabies goes, so what do you think about meeting Morad?
I think he has difficulty sticking to a script. And no oil or snacks. Where's my cupcakes?
She takes you to the kitchen of his hall here, and you're all set up pretty well on food, and oil is brought from the local factory for Arsenal. One of those oil cans, you know, like get stuck into his joints and they oil him up, I guess. I don't know.
I'm waiting for the time that he picks up an oil canister and a genie pops out. That'd be a fun day.
That's a really good idea. I might do that.
What do you wish for?
Oil.
Scam.
I've been scammed.
I wanted oil, but instead I got a genie that can give me anything. KOV 8 wisdom.
That's true. It sounds fun because, like, dragons, you know? Like, as I'm munching my cupcake, suddenly my brain is functioning better. That's what he said, right? Like, dragons and... I forgot everything else, actually. Guardians of something. I don't know. Just, like, point and shoot sounds like.
Yeah, and Ruby goes, well, it does sound like fun, but I've got to go train more adventurers. Well, no problem. You all have a great future, have you? I would say, anyways. Some of the best I've seen.
Oh my gosh, I just realized she basically lives this whole life inside the Feywild. Like, so much experience, so many people get so much shit done. Meanwhile, only 2 minutes have passed. She's like defeating life.
That is pretty crazy.
That's got to be an awesome job. Anyway, yeah, it was fun. Nice to know you. This cupcake is great.
She smirks and she's like, a little bit of extra ingredients on it for you.
Oh, man.
I think a little bit of shrooms got stuck in here.
Bit of shroom sugar.
Yeah, I recognize this feeling.
And your little mushroom warrior is mowing down on some more cupcakes as well.
I don't want to know what's in those cupcakes.
Just as long as he doesn't explode.
Red caps, hopefully.
Yeah, he can't wait to climb the mountain with you guys.
And I do congratulate
him. Shroom versus
him.
Dragon. Sorry, I didn't hear what you said because I was too busy gabbing.
No. That would be interesting. I wonder how he would do with the dragon.
If we're going to next time he explodes, it's for real though. Maybe we should leave him at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think he's awesome and I tell him that in Sylvan, but I mean, I also don't want to hurt him by taking him out to our world.
Hey, so this chain shirt, is there anything cool about it or is it just a chain shirt? It
gives you resistance to fire.
We'll take it because dragons.
And it would be a +1 chain shirt.
Hope you got some good oil arsenal, because, doesn't seem fair.
No, like Raby said, she has something coming for him. He'll probably get it in the middle of his next mission. That's the way Raby works.
So, what did Rikara get? It was her mission.
She got to be a crown adventurer. And she got a mushroom warrior, who no matter how much she tries to tell him to go away, he will not.
Well, don't get me wrong. I like him. I think he's great. I just, want him to stay alive.
Can he, explode and come back on a regular basis? Or is that just because this was more of a simulation?
I would normally say you're not sure, but you think there's something special about him like that. Yes.
Because, I mean, if that's the case, that's pretty cool to have a companion that can just sacrifice himself over and over. And
we just send him in, round one, we send him in, one of those ticking bomb-bombs in Mario, and he's and he stuns everything, and then we see him tomorrow.